Good morning, everyone. Well, a challenging day for US markets last night, which were back in the red, wiping out all of the prior day's improvements quite easily. We had the Dow Jones, the broader S&P 500, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ all dropping in the order of 1%. That's not surprising at all, basically ahead of the key event of the week, which is yet to come, and that's expected to be the Fed decision on interest rates early tomorrow morning. So it's not surprising that investors aren't willing to overcommit in either direction ahead of that decision being made. Now, that decision will be made at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or Sydney time tomorrow morning. The expectation is for the third straight 75 basis point hike by the Federal Reserve. Now, that's expected, 84% chance of that being the case as far as market pricing is concerned. But there are worries about the small chance, a 15% chance at the moment, of a 1% lift, a 100 basis point hike. Now, that would certainly be enough to rattle markets. There were 96 economists who were surveyed on this, 89 of them think that 75 basis points will be what the Fed will hand down tomorrow. Just two were expecting a 100 basis point hike. So that basically means it would certainly catch the market by surprise. Couldn't totally discount the possibility, though, after the hotter than expected inflation report tomorrow. But I think that's why markets have been going back and forth from gains one day to losses the next ahead of this decision being made. So that's going to be the big thing to watch. In addition to this, two other things to watch tomorrow morning will be the 1 to 2 page press release that's always out at the same time as the decision's handed down. And 30 minutes later, we also get the press conference being held by the Fed chair as well, which could provide a bit more detail. And economists and analysts look carefully at this to see if there are any changes in his tone and commentary about how hawkish or dovish he is about upcoming rate hikes. So that will certainly be important. Of course, we won't get a chance to react to that until Friday because the Aussie share market will be shut on Thursday. So if there is a surprise tomorrow morning, that could certainly make the Friday session quite an interesting one here in Australia. But looking elsewhere, last night we had the bond market continuing to be sold off. The 10-year Treasury yield up 7 points to 3.56%, so still around 11-year high. The 2-year Treasuries, which are more sensitive to the Fed decision, up to a 15-year high of around 3.95%. The European markets came under pressure, heading in the same direction this time, which was down. They were really mixed the day earlier. We had the Stock 600 down 1.1%, around an 11-week low, and we had shares in Germany, France, and Italy all dropping by more than 1%. Now, the UK's FTSE back online after a public holiday, and it didn't do quite as badly as the others as it played catch-up. It only fell by about 0.6%. Now, across the US markets, if we look at the breakdown of the different indices, we had two of 30 stocks on the Dow Jones improving. One of them was Apple, which stood out. It rose 1.6%. It unveiled some major price increases to its apps and in-app purchases to in Europe and also Asia in coming months. It makes tens of billions of dollars in commissions from developers when it comes to app sales. Boeing, also another standout, lifting 0.75%. And the worst on the Dow was actually yesterday's best. It's Nike, which was down 4.5% after receiving a broker downgrade. Now, on the S&P 500, 468 stocks went backwards. The worst by far was Ford. The carmaker fell 12.3%, the worst day it's had in over a decade after warning of inflation. It basically said that supplier costs will probably be about $1 billion more than expected in the current quarter, and profits will likely be lower. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a gain of around 1.1% according to what futures are pointing to at the moment. Keep in mind this follows a 1.3% lift for our market just yesterday. But again, it wouldn't be surprising if when all is said and done by market close today, if the market has generally just gone sideways, if we look at the first 3 days as a whole. And that again is because of caution ahead of that Fed decision coming through early tomorrow morning. Now, a big day for dividend payments. Suncorp, Horizon, Sonic Healthcare will be some paying out dividends. The big one though will be Telstra, which is actually bringing forward its pay date by one session because of tomorrow's public holiday. Brickworks expected to release some profit results. Adbri likely to trade X or is trading X dividend, which could be a little bit of a wait. And on the economic front, we've got a speech by the Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Bullock at midday, so that will receive at least some attention. We've also got some detailed labour force data, detailed skilled job vacancy numbers, but neither are really market moving, even though economists will certainly be excited to go through those that information. But commodity prices were lower. Oil was the big loser, down 1.5% to $84 per barrel. We had more modest declines for other commodities like iron ore, which fell 0.33% to $98 per tonne, and gold, which is down 0.4% to $1,671. The Aussie dollar, the weakest it's been in about 2 years against the greenback, as the US dollar has been rising. A bit of a flight to safety in this environment, sitting at 66.8 US. On that note, everyone, have a great day. And again, and a reminder that the Aussie market will shut on Thursday for that public holiday.